Eddie saw that Roland's eyes were shiny with tears. He's gone, too. The pair.
The vampires? You know, the cannibals? Did they?
Eddie couldn't finish the thought. The idea of Per Callahan as one of them was too awful to speak aloud. No, Eddie. Not at all. Roland pulled the gun he still wore. The scrolled steel sides gleamed in the late light. He tucked the barrel deep beneath his chin for a moment, looking at Eddie as he did it.
He escaped them, Eddie said.
Aye. And how angry they must be. Eddie nodded, suddenly exhausted, and his wounds were aching again. No, sobbing.
Good, he said. Now put that thing back where it belongs before you shoot yourself with it.
And as Roland did,
what just happened to us? Did we go toe-dash, or was it another beam quake?
I think it was a bit of both, Roland said. There's a thing called Avenkal, which is like a tidal wave that runs along the path of the beam. We were lifted on it,
and allowed to see what we wanted to see.
Roland thought about this for a moment, then shook his head with great firmness. We saw what the beam wanted us to see. Where it wants us to go.
Roland, did you study this stuff when you were a kid? Did your old pal Van A teach classes in, I don't know, the anatomy of beams and bends of the rainbow?
Roland was smiling. Yes, I suppose that we were taught such things in both history and Summa Logicalis.
Logica what?
Roland didn't answer. He was looking out the window of Cullum's car, still trying to get his breath back, both the physical and the figurative. It really wasn't that hard to do, not here. Being in this part of Bridgeton was like being in the neighborhood of a certain vacant lot in Manhattan. Because there was a generator near here, not Cy King, as Roland had first believed, but the potential of Cy King. Of what Cy King might be able to create, given world enough and time. Wasn't King also being carried on Avenkal, perhaps generating the very wave that lifted him?